Okay. We're up to Simon Kuf Mem Gimel. This Simon is a doozy. But we're not up to the doozy stuff yet. That would be Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet is like a week long. It's four pages, Sif Dalet. Okay? So, but we're going to start with Aleph Beis and Gimel because that's the order. Okay. So, Kuf Mem Gimel Aleph. So this is kind of a rerun from Simon Nun Hey, Sif Aleph Beis, maybe Gimel Dalet. Okay? Kuf Mem Gimel Aleph says as follows. Ein Korin Batorah Bepochas Me'asara Gedolim B'nei Korin. In order to have Kriyas Torah, you need a minion. And a minion is 10 adult Jewish, free Jewish males. And if you start laning with a minion, and some leave in the middle, so like we learned back in Simon Nun, hey, you're allowed to finish. Gomrin. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Katan Aleph. Why do you need a minion? Bepachas me'asara. Why do davar shebe kedusha? Because it has a din davar shebe kedusha. But you know, bepachas me'asara, and you need at least 10. Okay, Dear Shu points out to all 10 after you're listening, what if one guy's sleeping? We had a whole thing about a minion by Kaddish. One guy's sleeping, so the Shekhinah is still there, the Tassus of Shekhinah is not there. All back and forth. But by Kriyas HaTorah, the Bir Halacha is more machmir. Okay, the Bir Halacha, which we didn't even get to yet, is going to say that the Kriya is only for the Tzibur that's listening. And therefore, if the Tzibur is not listening, and Tzibur is 10, then you don't have Kriyas HaTorah. Even though you might be able to say Kaddish and other things.
How do you know?
It means they're not sleeping. Well, here he says, I feel osik with the Torah.
Yeah, we learn a lot more.
Okay, so again, Lu davar shebe kedusha v'ein hapachas ma'asar, dichsiv v'nikdashi b'toch b'nei Yisrael, ba'asik zer shava, famous zer shava, toch, ksiv hacha b'soch b'nei Yisrael, ksiv hasam hibadu mitoch ha'eda hazos, v'ein eda p'chusu me'asar, basically comes from the meraglim, the bad guys, the bad guy meraglim were 10, and then eda, toch, and that's how we get to v'nikdashi, I'll be sanctified b'toch b'soch b'nei Yisrael, and that is 10. That's the source for minyan. Mishaber Sifkata Dalit. Okay, now. So he said, if you start with a minion, and then suddenly we can continue. Okay, let's go in order. The Bir Halacha. Dibur Masel B'Pachas Me'asara. Ayin B'Chai Odom Klal Lamin Alef Sifi Dalef Shem Nistapik. The Chai Odom has a suffix, a doubt. Im Yesh Eidze B'nei Odom Shalosh Shomu Akriya Im Mutu Likos Oda Pam B'Shvilam. Maybe, let's say you don't have a minion that didn't hear. Oh, you have a bunch of people that didn't hear, but less than 10. You have 10 people in the shul, ready, willing, and able to listen to Kriyas HaTorah, but 5 of them already heard Kriyas HaTorah. So, is it mutar likros odpam bishvil? Can you read again for those who didn't hear? The afshur could be that they were not misaking Kriyas HaTorah unless all 10 are chayiv. And then the Bir Halacha says, or I guess the Chayadim says, that someone pointed out the Ran. The Ran says, you need Ruban Shelo Karu Sagi. You need a majority. As long as 6 have not heard Kriyas HaTorah, even if the other 4 have heard, that's going to be okay. And we're kind of familiar with that idea, right? That you can do Kriyas, you can do Chazar Sashatzi, as long as you have Rov Minyan. Rov Minyan that are Chayav.
Learned before, it's more
a
cube
on the tzibur.
Yeah, on the
tzibur. On the tzibur. Yeah, right. So the rov tzibur, I guess.
Yeah,
that's, I guess, the suffix. Mishmer Sivkat and Dalit. If they started, what's called starting? So we had something like this already. Right? Prima Gadim says, hey, we had this. Where did we have this? We said Inkan Kohen, Yamoid, Ruvain Ben Yaakov, Bimkom Kohen. He says Barcho, and then the Kohen runs in. Who gets that first Aliyah? The Kohen, because Barcho does not count as a Haskalah. So who had din over here? That's not called Haskalah, just like we saw back. The issue points out, footnote 3. We saw back in Kuflam and Hey Vav, the Baruch was not considered a beginning. V'yatsu Miksasan. Mishmas Sivkaten Hey Ubenishtairu Ruba then Shisha Saki. You need to have at least six people left. That's what it says back in Sermon Nun Hey. To walk out and to make cause the Shekhinah to leave is a very chomer thing. Ve'ozi Hashem Yichlu.
Nun Hey was what?
Nun Hey was no. Suke de Zimra, Kaddish. Yeah, right. Same thing with Sarah Chazal Sashat. Yes. That as if you have a minion and some leave, they are in violation of this pasuk. Ozvei Hashem Yichlu. It's very severe, but the tzibur can continue davening. The app and gabla gabra also. Even between aliyahs, you're not allowed to leave unless you already heard. Unless you v'chimutulazim and gabla gabra. When are you allowed to leave in between aliyahs? That's if there's a minion left. But when you are the minion, so you can't leave ben gabra the gabra either. Okay, so the Magen Avraham over here says that you finish. What do you finish? You finish all the aliyahs with the maftir. What does it mean with the maftir? So the Levush Yisrael explains the Magen Avraham. It means that the maftir is the seventh aliyah. Usually we do 7 + 1 for maftir, but over here, if you're stuck with less than 10, you can only do 7 aliyahs, b'tzimtzum, not more, and therefore the maftir would be the seventh guy. Now the Pribur Gaon says from the Magen Avraham who talks about maftir, it sounds like you're also going to do haftarah, even with a bracha, El Yirabas Cholek. Could be the Magen Avraham means without a bracha. I don't really understand the whole diyun because when we learned this back in came up over there in Nun Hey, I think it also came up maybe by Chazar Sashatz. So there they pointed out the Megillah, the Gemara, the Mishnah in Megillah, Chav Gimel Amud Beis, list things that you need to have a minion for. And it says everything on that list is considered a separate entity. Now, if a person leaves and you don't longer have 10, you can finish that section. But you can't go on to the next section. So that Mishnah, Kriyas HaTorah and Haftorah B'Navi are two separate things. So therefore, based on everything we learned previously, you would finish Kriyas HaTorah and not do Haftorah. That's why I'm a little confused by this Prima Gadin Diok in the Magen Avraham that says it says differently.
Oh,
Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah and then Haftar. When you can finish Kriyas HaTorah, you can't do the Haftar. That's the Mishmas Sivkaten Vav Gomrin Hayne B'Chol Kol HaShlosha. You can finish all the requisite aliyahs for that day. If it's a weekday, it's 3. If it's Yom Tov, it's 5. If it's Shabbos, it's 7. But you can't add. And then you would say the Kaddish, because the Kaddish is part of the Kriyas HaTorah, even though you don't have a minion. Aval Lamaftir Lo Yikra Dehu Inyan Acher V'Lo Nigra Basa Kriyas HaTorah. So here he's saying don't have a separate aliyah, a maftir aliyah. The kosh again shelo yafter acher kach benavi. Fine. Okay, that is Seif Aleph. Okay, Seif Beis. The Gemara in Gittin and Daf Samach Omen Aleph says you cannot, for Kriyas HaTorah, you cannot read from a Chumash. Okay, what is a Chumash? A Chumash is understood over there. I think Rashi says over there. Chumash means one of the five books of Moses that is Beglila, that is like a scroll. A scroll. Okay? You need to have a whole Sefer Torah, five books of Moses on a scroll. If you have one of the five books of Moses, even though it's written, just like a Sefer Torah is supposed to be written, everything is perfect, except you only have one of the five books, you cannot read. Why not? It's not Kavarat Tzibur. That's what the Gemara says. Not Kavarat Tzibur. The Ran explains, because it looks like the Tzibur are a bunch of paupers and they can't afford to buy a Sefer Torah. And the Sefer Torah is like the most, is the foundation of our religion. So that's, it's not Kavarat Tzibur. So now the question is like this. What if a congregation does not have a Sefer Torah? Can you read from one of these Chumashim? Now, there's another type of Chumash, which is what we call a Chumash, which is not Beglila at all. It's not a scroll. It's not written properly with the laws of Sefer Torah, in which case it has it's doesn't hold a candle. It's not a Sefer Torah B'chlal. But the advantage that it has over one of these chumashim is that a chumash is only one of the five books, and this is all five books. Okay, so that's a little bit of a discussion, which one is better. So, Let's talk about the Chumash Beglila.
Nothing to do with the bracha, just reading out of it at all.
No, you can always read out. You can always read out of it. We're talking about the Kriyas HaTorah.
So I'm saying, if you're allowed to make a bracha or not, or just if you should use it at all.
Okay, we'll get to everything. Okay, that's that. Okay, I take it back. There's no Sefer Torah. I want to get out from the stone Chumash, and I want to learn from the stone Chumash. Is that good? No Sefer Torah. Okay, so the Beis Yosef brings down for Meshulam, that's Mutter, and the Kolbo, and the Mordechai, and all that's Mutter. Rebbeinu Tam says Aser. Only a Chumash that's Begilyon is going to be Mutter. And there are many who say like that.
What's
Begilyon? Beglila, like a scroll. Now, the Rav Yoh brings down a Yerushalmi that says, we don't want to let you use the Sefer. We only want to let you use the Sefer Torah. Why? Because if you're allowed to use something else, you'll never buy a Sefer Torah. We want to tell you, don't do it, and then you'll feel bad, you'll feel guilty, whatever word you want to use, and that will inspire the Tzibur to get together and buy a Sefer Torah. Write a Sefer Torah, buy a Sefer Torah, have a Sefer Torah. Now, that's by a regular Chumash. What about a Chumash? What about one of the scrolls, Beglila? So Rabbeinu Tam sounds like it was Mutter. Rabbeinu Tam, the Ravir, Rabbeinu Rama. We'll get to Rama in a minute. A lot of posts can say it's Mutter. What if you have the one out of the five? Right, Beglila. So on the one hand, the Gemara says don't use it because it's not covered at Tzibur. But maybe the Tzibur can be Malchul on their covered. I mean, otherwise they won't have Kriyas HaTorah. They'd rather do this than that. Now, according to the Rav Yoz, you shall me tough noogies. We want you to feel bad. No, forget coming at Tzibur. We want you to be motivated to buy a Sefer Torah. But maybe the Tzibur can be Malchah on their covet. There are many Mekilim, if they don't have a Sefer Torah, to use a Chumash Beglila. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Beis. In Kosril Kol Chumash Levado. They wrote each of the five books of Moses Levad. I feel Beglila can Sefer Torah. They wrote it properly, but instead of one big Sefer Torah, there are five mini Sefer Torahs, whatever, but it's not Sefer Torah. This is Bereishis, Shemot, Yikra, Bamidbar, Dvarim. Ein Korinbo. You're not allowed to read it. Says the Mechaber, Adjiu Kol Chamisha Chumashim Tfurim Biachar. Until all five books are sewn together, you may not read it. Mishav Yosef Katan Zayim, Kaza Kavarat Tzibur. Now, the Mechaber does not talk about our Chumashim. He just talks about the Grila. Look quickly at Sif Gimel, which is a continuation of the Mechaber. Afilu bekfarim, even in a village, she'ein nimtza lahem sefer Torah kasher, they don't have a kasher sefer Torah, ein mevarchin olav. The question is what the olav is. The pashto says the olav is going back on what he just said, on that Chumash Begilyon. Mishibur Sifkata Yud Aleph, what are we talking about? They don't have a Sefer Torah kosher. Hainu Bein Chumash Masuyim Beglila Hanizka Besif Beis, like we just said, that you cannot use. Bein Sefer Torah Shlema, Elishish Bapsul, or a whole Sefer Torah, but it's possible. For whatever reason, it's possible. You also can't use that, you can't make a bracha. Eima Baruch Allah, Mishibur Sifkata Yud Beis, Zeo Dasa Machaber. Da'afilu Bishah Sadchak Ein Levarech. No bracha. However, we'll see in Sif Dalit, that's the humongous Sif coming right up. They were going to see a big machlok as 2 days in the Ram over there. V'ayin sham v'mishnah brura. Okay, so that is the Mechaber over here. Now let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says like this. Now let's go back to Sif Beis. If they wrote each of the five books of Moses alone, I feel a big lila like a scroll, Kesefer Torah, nonetheless, Ein Korinbo, Ad Shikol, Chamisha Chumash, and Tur Biachar, until all five of the scrolls are sewn together to make one big Sefer Torah. Haggad note says Rama, the Hein Ksuvim, Big Lila, Kesefer Torah. Okay, you need all five of the Chamisha Chumash Torah to be sewn together and to be written Kesefer Torah. Avah b'chumashim shalanu, but our chumashim, afilu kol chamisha sfer b'yachar, even if you have all five books together, ain't levarech aleihem. But our chumashim, you have the advantage that all five books are together, but it's not written properly like a Sefer Torah. And therefore, ain't levarechin aleihem. Mishibur Sifkatan Vav, Ches. Chumashim shalanu, ain't a biglila. They're not biglila. Now, those days, I don't know if they had a printing press in the 1500s. I don't know when they had the printing press, but certainly, even if it was handwritten, it was not written like a scroll, and it was not sewn together. Like you said, v'lo b'klaf. It's not big lila, and not sewn together with gidin the way they're supposed to be. V'lo b'klaf, it's not written on klaf, v'chol din sefer Torah. It's not a sefer Torah. So ein levar chalem. Mishabesiv katan test. Ubi yishuv she'ein lam sefer Torah. If you're a person, they have a little community without a sefer Torah. Nachon likros b'chumashim b'lo bracha. This is your question. They should read from a chumash without a bracha. Why? Shlo tishtakach Torah's kriya. They shouldn't forget that there's such a thing as kriya satorah. Now, I didn't get into this, but what popped into my mind is, if you have no esrog in town, you don't use a lemon. So you shouldn't forget about the esrog. Forget. We say, don't use a lemon because you'll forget about the esrog and you'll come to think a lemon is an esrog. Here, you see, we don't say that. He's saying, because the Sefer Torah is the yisod of our religion and we don't have to worry about that. Okay, I didn't think about it too much. Just a question popped in my mind. I didn't look in for an answer, but...
What about
food for thought?
Haftarah,
make brachah on it. Okay, good. There? We will get there. We'll probably get there in a year from now. Bezrat Hashem. V'lo yikra l'ha'olim b'shem, kamo sh'aminik l'sefer Torah. So, you shouldn't read from the Chumash the way you read from the Sefer Torah. Like calling people up and just a shliach tzibur, a guy should get up with a chumash, read the whole parasha from beginning to end. You're not calling people up, you're not pretending to make brachas, you're not pretending to make aliyahs. Why? Because we don't want to forget about the real mekoy. Okay, so they will read from the chumash, but okay. So the Mechaber tells us that you can't use a chumash, one of the five books, even if it's big lila. The Ramah tells us you can't use all five books together if they're not written properly. What I didn't see anyone talk about, you know, what if a community doesn't have, what should they use? If they don't have a Sefer Torah.
Yeah, you can use a chumash.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. Yeah, but there are a lot of Rishonim who say you can use a single big lila. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam asks as a regular chumash, he allows a chumash that's written big lila, as does the Kolbo, the Mordechai, the Meshulam, and others. So that might be what this Bir Halacha is talking about. Look at Bir Halacha in Karin. I'm Mishabur. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said you can't do it, it's not covered at Tzibur. Can the Tzibur be mochel on their covered? So that's I'm Mishabur, if you're mochel on Tzibur, limchola kvodam yesh deos bein aposkim. That's a machlokas aposkim. I am Bataz, Uber Pri Chodosh Sham. And Dirishu points out the Taz holds that the Tzibur cannot be mochel on the covered. And the Pri Chodosh brings Rishonim and say they can. And even though here the Bir Halacha brings down just like a machlokas, over there in Nun Gimel, the Mishabura brings down Stam, that Tzibur cannot be mochel on the covered. Meaning, here it's very nogea. Let's say they have a chumash big lila and no sefer Torah. And then the tzibur says, okay, we're mochel on a cover. Can we do it? Now, the Rav Yo and the Rishalmi that want you to be motivated by a sefer Torah would say you can't do it. The Bavli, but that's not the Bavli's mahalach. The Bavli's mahalach is just not covered at tzibur. So, according to the Bavli, we have to discuss if the tzibur can be mochel on the cover or not. The Mishabur B'Yalacha brings down two opinions. If you want to go with the Yerushalmi, then there's nothing to talk about. No, we want you to be motivated to put together, save your money, buy a Sefer Torah. Okay, let's finish up the Ramah. So if you have a Sefer Torah, but you don't have anyone to read the Sefer Torah, so what they do is they feed the lines. Someone sits with a stand to the chumash next to the guy reading from the Sefer Torah, reads him the lines so that he's able to basically read it. Okay, the Gro understands that when the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel says not to use, if you don't have a Sefer Torah Kasher, don't read with the Bracha, he says it's going on the Chum, the Mechaber's paskening that a Chumish Biglila, you're not allowed to make a Bracha on, not like the Mordechai who says that they can be Mochel on their Kavod. They can't be Mochel on their Kavod, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, and not to read. Why? Because of the Yerushalmi. I mean, according to the Bavli, Yesh Wadun on. So it's like, according to the Bavli, it depends if you can mochel on your cover or not. The Tzibur can mochel on the cover. According to Yerushalmi, it doesn't depend on Mechila at all. We want you to be motivated, we don't let you read it. And that's how the Gro understands the Mechaber.
What if they already bought it?
Okay, low plug.